Listening to a podcast from Victory. As believers, what is our position in Christ? Find out in week 4 of All and Nothing.
Okay, we are now in our 4th installment of our series All and Nothing. And Pastor Joash preached a powerful message last week for our week 3. So today we are now in week 4. And a reminder for all of us, the reason we're calling this series All and Nothing, it's not a typo error. We're used to all or nothing, but all and nothing because the overarching message of Colossians is that Christ above all, nothing more, nothing less. That Christ is supreme. He's above all things. And He is everything that we need. And what Christ has done for us, there is nothing we can add to it. Or there's nothing we can contribute to make it even more valid for all of us. And it's not that there's lack. It's not that what God is giving us is not sufficient. Sometimes as Christians, we just don't really comprehend what Christ has done for us. So sometimes we think, Lord, kulang. Lord, hindi sapat. But actually, sapat siya. But we just have to understand the fullness of what we have in Christ. And that's what this series is all about. So if you have your Bible with you, we're going to read from Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. And Paul reminding the church again, he said, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. I was doing my preaching last night, trying to finish it, together with my wife. So I took a picture of her to be inspired. And but I was trying this function of my phone. There are two modes. You may way po yung phone ko to record videos. Two ways. One is called time lapse. One is called slow motion. And time lapse allows you to record a large amount of video and then speed it up so it passes quickly. This is an example of time lapse. Slow motion is you can record a short amount of time but then stretches it out and play it slow motion. So maiksi lang talaga siya, kaya lang pinahaba, very slow. Now what's my point in this? Okay, oh, tama na. What's my point in this? You know, sometimes that's our tendency. Sorry. Sometimes when we read the Bible, that's our, we use these two modes. The part that we like, we time-lapse. Parang fast read. But the parts that we like, we slow-mo, like this one. Ninanamnam natin. When I was new in the faith, every time I read something like this, like the one in Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy that lists the lineage of Jesus. Saan ba nang galing yung kanunununuan niya, lolo, tatay, isa-isang pangalan. For me, I didn't see the importance of this. So every time I would come across something like this, I would time-lapse. The son of Zebedee, the son of David. Para makapunta na ako sa chapter 2. And then I would slow-mo on the things that I feel like are really important. Now, some of us have the tendency to speed fast when what we're reading is about, it's about statements of who is Christ and who we are in Christ. Just like what the one we read. We have been raised with Christ, died with Christ, hidden in Christ. Things like this that are seemingly parang hard to understand. Okay, I died with Christ, hidden with Christ. Okay, fast track. We have the tendency to fast speed when it comes to statements of who is Christ and who we are in Christ. But parts that talks about what we ought to do, our participation, our to-do list, dun tayo nag-slow-mo, uy, I need to read, I need to fast. We slow-mo. You know, we live in a culture that finds meaning and identity in what we do. Some people, the more busy they are, the more productive they feel. When they are not doing anything, feeling nila, hindi maximize yung time ko, hindi ako valuable. So they have to keep moving. I need to keep adding to my schedule. I need to be busy. I need to be up till late in the evening so that I would feel productive. So when it comes to God, it's the same way. Statements about who Christ is and who I am in Christ. Okay. Ah, ito, seek the things that are above. Set your minds on things above. This what I'm going to slow-mo on. Think about it. We're all about doing, doing, and doing. That's our tendency. And just a disclaimer, the work that we do is important. You might think, ah, hindi pala importante yung work or what I do for Christ. No, it's important. In fact, there are exhortations in the Bible about that. For example, it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. This salvation you receive from God, it's free, but don't let stay with you. Work it out so that it will benefit the people around you. So it's important. But we cannot miss the connection about doing and being. Here's a statement I'd like to show us. Our doing for Christ flows out of our being in Christ. And that's what we need to understand. What we do for Christ flows out of our being in Christ. So our activity as Christians grows out of our understanding of our union with Christ, the reality of being united with Christ. Another statement, all of our Christian activity has to be grounded in our Christian identity, which is found in Jesus Christ. So some people, what they do is they would try to live a moral life. They will try to do good works so that I will be identified as Christian. Wrong. It's not the gospel. The gospel is, now because I'm in Christ, I'm united with Christ, it will result for me doing good works, good things. So my identity, the result of that is my activity. Now that I'm in Christ, that's why I live this way. Not I live this way, therefore now I'm called a Christian, I'm in Christ. And so what I'd like to do in the few minutes that we have is slow-mo, like what Paul did to the Colossians. I'd like us to slow-mo on this passage, statements about our union with Christ. Truths that we need to own, we need to understand, we need to declare, and we need to live out. And as we read these points, these are declarations we can make every day. As we understand this, these are truths we can claim and fight for. So here's the first one. First one is, I have been raised with Christ. I have been raised with Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ as a believer. How many believers do we have here tonight? You're a follower of Christ, okay? You put your faith in Christ. It's the same for the saints in Colossae, the people that Paul wrote to. It's the same for us today. As a believer, the truth is we have been raised with Christ. Now, the something like this, pag yung mga statement po sa Bible, I've been raised with Christ, parang, alam mo yun, hindi mo siya ma-calculate, hindi mo siya ma-evaluate. It's not tangible at all. It's unseen, it's spiritual, but it doesn't mean it's not real. You know, I like what Jesus said in John 3. The illustration, when he was talking to somebody, Nicodemus, and he's trying to explain to him the reality of having a new life in Christ, being born again. How do you explain that to somebody? Parang paano ba yun? So Jesus used an illustration to explain to him how something like that happens. And here's what Jesus said in John 3. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. Because with Nicodemus, he interpreted it very logically. How can I go back to my mom? Sabi, laki ko na, Lord, mahihirapan kami parehas. But sabi niya, don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. And when Jesus said these words, he's not referring to a sect or religion. He's talking about something that needs to take place, a transformation, a born-again experience, if we are to be united with Christ. And here's verse 8, he said, the wind blows wherever it wants. Just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. And Jesus said, like the wind, you can't see it. Like your breath. How many of you here nakikita niyo po yung hininga niyo? If you can see your breath, that's bad breath. Okay? But like the wind, you can't see, but you can see it affecting other things. Hindi ko alam, o hindi ko makikita yung air, yung wind, but I know if there's a wind, it blows the leaves and the trees and other things. You know, in the same way, Jesus said, the Spirit of God moves where and how it wishes. And it accomplishes the transformation, the work in people's heart that God wants to do. Makikita mo na lang eh. Makikita mo sa tao, parang, uy, may iba na sa'yo. When I was in college, I'm not trying to make it obvious to my friends. In fact, I was trying to hide to them that I'm actually reading my Bible, going to church, and I'm already a Christian. I'm trying my best to hide. But one day, they confronted me and told me, ano meron sa'yo? Ha? Wala, ano meron? Wala nga akong ginagawa eh. Yun na nga eh. Hindi mo na ginagawa yung mga dati nating ginagawa. Something changed with you. They can't touch it. They can't exactly explain, but they see the change. That's what it means to be raised with Christ. It means to have a new life. The old is gone, the new has come. You did not force it. You're not trying to fake it. But there's something that changed in you. How many of you here, you know something changed in your life when you put your faith in Christ? You'd been raised with Christ. I met this pastor in China. His name is Pastor Michael, okay? And is sabi ko sa kanya, siya yung nag-drive sa amin nung tumakas kami, no? He's one of the pastors we have in Guangzhou and one of the biggest churches we have right now in our every nation world. So when we are having lunch, I ask him, how did you end up in church? Paano ka na-save? Meron ka bang Christian background or were you a Buddhist or an atheist? How did you end up in church? Paano ka na-save? And sabi niya, Pastor, wala akong Christian background. You know, I got saved because I have a friend who for 1 year, almost every day, would go to my house and talk to me about Jesus. 1 year, grabe yung rejection. Walang sense of rejection tong mama na to. I asked him, was there ever a time that you tried to hide or run away from this guy? Many times. But he simply never gave up. Until, sabi niya, after a year, there was a time when, you know, I was at my house and I had an encounter with God. As if God, sabi niya, nanonood yata siya ng TV one time, tapos parang nagkaroon siya ng flashback lahat ng nangyari sa buhay niya. Many times, how God saved him from an accident, from sure death, and God saved him. And then as if at that moment, God spoke to him, I've saved you many times. I'm asking you to put your life on the line this time. Parang nagkaroon siya ng moment, sabi niya, umiyak siya talaga noon, sobra, and then finally made a commitment to give his life to God. Now, he's not just a believer, he's one of our pastors in China. I don't know how exactly it happened, I just know that the power of God is at work in that person's life. He was raised to life in Christ. Amen. Can we give the Lord a praise for that? You know, as Christians, we need to believe, we need to declare that we have been raised with Christ. We've been given a new life. We've been given a new heart, a new spirit. This is important because sometimes, especially when you fail, when you commit a mistake or a sin, the enemy would come and flood you with accusation and condemnation. Sabi niya sa iyo, peke ka. Hipokrito ka, pa church-church ka pa, taas mo pa magtaas ng kamay. Yung kembot mo pa sa church, grabe ka. Talo mo pa yung worship leader sa lakas ng boses kumanta. Tapos ngayon, ganyan ka. And the enemy would try to load you with accusation and condemnation. And now, until you're convinced, hindi ako nagbago. I was not raised to life in Christ. And that moment where we need to be reminded, that we need to be, because the moment you're convinced that you're a hypocrite, that you're faking it, that your relationship with God is not real, you will act that way. Because what you believe will determine how you live. But the moment you embrace the reality of your union with Christ, that you're raised to life in Christ, you're going to live this new life. You know, there's this short video I'm going to show you from the movie Blood Diamond, 2 minutes video clip, that I believe is really a powerful picture when God reminds us of who we are. And this scene I'm about to show you, this is the moment where the father of this boy, how many of you watched this movie, Blood Diamond? Okay, so it's about this story in Sierra Leone, okay? Basta may rebels, kumikidnap sila ng mga bata, tuturuan nila how to do bad things, kill, use drugs, some instances to rape women, so that they would become loyal to them, one of their soldiers. So they would kidnap kids from different villages and tribes and make them their soldiers. But the dad, nung nalaman niya nakinidnap yung anak niya, you know, he pursued the rebels to search for his son and recover him. At this moment, this intense moment, until such time, the dad was standing face to face with his boy. And his son was holding a gun about to shoot him. And at that moment, the dad did his best to remind him of who he was. He reminded him of his real identity. Let's watch this video and then we'll continue with our message.
Solomon.
Dia, what are you doing? Dia! Nyangbe, what are you doing? Bela, Dia Avanti, of the Proud Mende tribe. You are a good boy who loves soccer and school. Your mother loves you so much. She waits by the fire making plantains and red palm oil stew with your sister Nyanda. And the new baby. The cows wait for you. And Babu, the wild dog who wants no one but you. I know they made you do bad things. But you're not a bad boy. I am your father, who loves you. And you will come home with me and be my son again.
Okay, we have to end there. But there's a powerful picture, the power of us being reminded of who we are in Christ. And many times after church, when you go out there, you'll be assaulted with so many lies and accusation. But I hope that the reality of our union with Christ, our identity, will be strongly reinforced in our hearts and mind today. That's who we are. We have been raised with Christ. Next one. our identity is we have died with Christ. We have died with Christ. You know, we don't normally think of death in a positive sense. But in this passage, it's a good thing. It says we died to our old self. We died to our old life. And we have been raised with Christ. I'm not sure if you already heard this expression. Sometimes pag merong galit, sasabihin niya dun sa tao na kinakagalitan niya, "You're dead to me." What that means is that as if you don't exist to me. The relationship is over. You know, it's the same way with our relationship with God. Now that we are in Christ and we have been raised to life and we died with Christ, that is a statement. It's like saying my relationship with my old sins is over. It's as if it's not something I used to desire or long for before. My relationship with sin, there is no connection with me now. Now that I'm in Christ, there's no connection with me and my old sins. And our relationship with our sin is over. But here's, I think, one important thing we need to understand about us dying with Christ. It's not just an overnight thing. But it's something that we need to experience every day. We don't only die once, we need to die to ourselves every single day. That's what the Bible says. And that's what the theologians call already but not yet principle. You know, in the Bible, there are statements, promises in the Bible available to us that we can now enjoy. It's already with us. But at the same time, its fullness we will only experience when Jesus returns in all His glory. For example, the Bible says, you are holy, but you are being made holy. Because of what Christ has done for us on the cross, we are holy in His sight. Our sins are forgiven. Our sins are washed by the blood of Christ. That's why every time Jesus looks at us, we are white as snow. We are holy. That's why that person seated next to you don't need to die and perform miracles before we can call that person a saint. No, right now, in Christ, that person is called a saint. Can you please turn to the person seated next to you? How many of you here, you're seated beside someone who looks like a saint? Ayan. Mukha hong santo. Mukhang ribulto. Okay, hindi naman. No, we are called saints. We're holy. But at the same time, the Bible says we are being made holy. The reality of our standing with Christ is gradually manifesting in every area of our lives. So yung holiness po ni Lord sa buhay natin, it's manifesting day by day. It's increasing. It's growing. That's why we are being made holy. Kaya akala ko dati, pag yung simbahan, ang mga nandyan lang, mga banal, hindi na nagkakasala. Tapos pagpasok ko sa simbahan, ang dami kong, may nakikita ko, naririnig, hindi pala lahat banal tong mga to. But I realized, no, I was right at the same time wrong. Yes, they are holy, but at the same time, they are being made holy. We are in the process of being more Christ-like in every area of our lives. And sometimes we experience struggle. So, sometimes may nako-confuse tayo, but ganun, akala ko, I'm dead to my sin. How come I'm still struggling with my old sin? So, how many of you can relate? Parang, kinonfess ko na to kay Lord. Nag-ask na ako ng forgiveness. Ilang beses ko nang dineclare every day, I hate you, sin. Break na tayo. I cast you out. I throw you to the sea and to the mountains and lakes. Kung saan-saan mo na tinapon, di ba? I cast you to the planet Pluto. Parang hindi na kayo magbalikan ulit. How come that I'm dead to my sin? How come I still struggle? Could it be that Christ's power didn't work in my life? Could it be that Christ's power is not working in me? Sometimes we think that the presence of the struggle is an indication that Christ's work did not work in us. Sometimes, pag struggle, feeling natin, hindi nag-work si Lord sa akin. Yung cross, hindi sufficient. Actually, the opposite is true. The presence of the struggle is an indication. It's a proof that God is working in your life. You know, one time, pinadalan po kami ng letter ng principal sa school ng anak ko. And they told us that they are offering this medicine for our daughter in connection with the National School Deworming Day. Sabi nila, Mr. Tan, ino-offer namin itong medicine sa anak niyo. Sabi ko, okay naman yung anak ko, wala naman siyang worm. Libre po ito. Pero mabuti nang sigurado, kailan po ba yan? Okay, so libre pala no, for all the students. What I noticed is that in the letter, they actually included a note there informing us of the side effects. It says, just like any other drug, taking deworming tablets may lead to minimal side effects like dizziness, nausea, headache, vomiting. These effects are transient and minor, self-limiting, and disappear after some time. And can easily be managed with remedies like resting in quiet rooms for a few hours and providing water mixed with sugar. It's part of the process. The dizziness. I thought this is supposed to make my child healthier. How come that after taking the medicine, he actually felt bad? He actually felt sick. But it's part of the process. In the same way with us, now that we are in Christ, we said we died with Christ. I'm raised to life in Christ. How come I experience struggle? It's not an indication that Christ's power is not at work in you. Actually, it's a proof that the power of Christ is working in your life. Dati hindi ka naman nag-struggle sa sin mo eh. Given ka lang ng given. But now every time you're tempted, there's a fight. There's a tension. There's a conflict. There's a struggle. And you feel like sometimes you're losing. But just like in what's indicated here, these effects are temporary. It can be remedied. Sometimes, like resting in quiet rooms. Alam mo, minsan mag-pray ka lang sa room mo. Basa ka ng Bible. Sometimes, some people, the reason the struggle is so strong, they don't spend time in the Word and prayer every day. Once a month lang. Or sometimes every Sunday, 7 o'clock. Why do I feel so weak? I thought I died with Christ. I thought I was raised to life in Christ. Are you living it out, that reality of your union with Christ? The presence of the struggle is a proof that God's power is at work in your life. I was talking to a businessman and he was telling me, Pastor, patience lang ha. Ilang months na tayo nag-go one-to-one pero struggle pa rin ako to make it right every business transaction. But I'm trying to make it right. BIR, custom, everything. Look, no. You might think na you're not walking with God, but the fact that you're struggling is an indicator that you're actually starting to walk with God. Because there's a desire to get right with God. There's a desire to submit to His Lordship every area of your life. Last thing is my life is hidden with Christ in God. My life is hidden with Christ in God. Speaks of the safety and security we have in Christ. That God is the source in our refuge. You know, we live in a world where we want people to see our value. We want people to see that we are special. We want nicer car. We want to dress a certain way. We want toned body. We want to accumulate lots of money. Sometimes the reason we post in Facebook and Instagram, the places we've been to, the things that we own, is because we want to show people that we are valuable. That we are important, that we are special. The more I have of this, the more I feel special about myself. That's the world that we're living. We're trying to project an image. May image tayo na pinoportray. That's why we filter, we edit our pictures in Facebook. Most of the pictures, 99% of the pictures we see in Facebook and Instagram are not real. It's filtered, it's edited, it's fantasy, it's not reality. Because everyone is trying to tell, to show people what a great life they are living. They want to show people, I'm special, I'm valuable. No wonder so many people are unhappy, discontent, fearful, insecure. Because we know these things are temporary. Because we know we cannot maintain this. We need to keep upgrading. Pinicture mo yung Facebook mo, latest iPhone. Ilang months lang, hindi na latest yan. You need to upgrade. You need to maintain. You need to accumulate more. Because you know these are temporary. We can lose the money. We can lose the figure, the looks. We can use the position, the title, the health. Wherever we are basing our worth and value, it's temporary. It's hard to maintain. It's hard to keep. That's why we are fearful. We are insecure. That's why I like what Paul said to the church in Colossae. He reminded them this powerful truth and reality. It says, your life is hidden with Christ. Your life is hidden with Christ. The source of your life, the source of your worth, and value and identity is not the work that you do. It's not the accomplishments that you have. It's not the things that you own. Your source of value and worth and identity is Jesus Christ. He is your source. It's found in Christ. At the cross, God has forever declared your value. When he paid the ultimate price and gave his life on the cross to save you, he forever declared your value. It's God declaring, you are priceless. You are worth dying for. You are so expensive that only Jesus can afford your price. You are valuable not because of the shirt you're wearing, not because of the car you're driving, not because of the title attached to your name. You are valuable because Jesus died for you. Because you are united with Christ. That is your value. That's why you can use that job and the title. You are still valuable. You may not be top one in your class. You are still valuable. You are a person of immense worth and value. You may lose some money. You may go bankrupt with your business. You are still valuable because that is not your life. God can replace that. God can give me something better. My identity is in Christ. You know, one of the best pieces of advice and encouragement for single people that I've heard came from my friend Joseph Bonifacio. Of course, many of you know he's married to Rica Peralejo for many years now. He's a co-pastor, co-worker, friend for many years. And one time, I've invited him sa church namin kasi naging magkaskwela po kami nito ni Joe for 3 months. And during the time na magkaskwela kami, parehas kaming single, kaka-engage ko lang, siya naman nagpapakute pa lang kay Rica. So talagang ako, supportive friend. Kaya mo yan, bro. Kaya mo yan. Wala imposible kay Lord. Sabi ko, tindi ng faith mo, tinalo mo si Moses, si Abraham. Pero grabe yung faith niya. Sila na, di ba? Kasal na. So one time, meron kaming men's meeting sa church, sa U-Belt. We gathered hundreds of our men. Young people, young men. To challenge them about their manhood. About their identity in Christ. Tapos si Joe. Ito yung advice sa mga single. Grabe si Joe. Lahat ng sabihin niya, yung mga bata. Grabe, kung nagawa mo yan, lahat papakinggan namin. Parang champion talaga. May belt eh. Guys, pakinggan niyo to. Wisdom to. And here's the advice he gave the singles. You don't have to be the heartthrob in your campus. You don't need to impress a lot of women. You know why? Because you only need one. You only need one. And if that person you like fall in love with you, then it's over. If that person you like you as well, then it doesn't matter what other people say. Kahit maraming girls hindi impressed sa'yo, they don't like your hair, he said. They don't like your height. They don't like you. They don't like everything about you. It doesn't matter. Because what's important is what this girl say about me. It's just about this person I love and who loves me too. And I don't care what you say. I may not be your ideal man. I may not be your standard of guapo. It doesn't matter. I don't know you. And your opinion doesn't count. What counts is what she say about me. You know, in the same way with our relationship with God, now that we are in Christ, the most important thing for us is what God says about us. It's God's opinion about us. That's why Paul said, your life is hidden with Christ. Don't live for the applause of men. They praise you today, they will crucify you tomorrow, promise. Don't live for the approval of men. Don't try and do your best to please them. Go in debt just so you can wear those clothes, so you can impress people you don't like. Don't do that. No, live for an audience of one. What's important is the applause of God and the approval of God. The one you love, and most importantly, the one who loves you the most. Your life is hidden with Christ. I have a question for you. What is it in your life that if taken away, you would say, I have no life? What is it in your life that if taken away, you'll say, my life is over? Is it your job? Is it your career? Is it your wife? Is it your kids? Is it money? What is it? When I was in college, it's my girlfriend. May girlfriend ako, sabi ko sa kanya, alam mo, pag nawala ka, hindi ko alam kung paano mabubuhay. Hindi ko alam kung may bukas pa. Ganun yung ano na. Pero actually, I was sincere at that time. I really thought I won't be able to live my life without her. I want to marry her. I want us to live together, grow old together. Parang yung mga tweetums, mga crush na, walang pinatutunguhan. And then we broke up. Ang hirap na hirap ako, no? That was how many years ago? 18, 20 years ago? You know, after the breakup, I realized, kaya ko pala mabuhay. Hindi pala totoo yung sinasabi ko. You know, I was just holding to it so tightly that I was trying to base my whole life to this person. But then I realized, my life is not her, my life is Jesus Christ. And all these things that I enjoy, they are just bonus. And I can lose this, and God can take this away, I'm still complete. My life will go on because my life is hidden with Christ. Amen? Your life is hidden with Christ. It's Jesus. I want to end with this. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. Paul said, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. You know the ending of your life? The Bible says, at the end, you will win. In the end, you will be victorious. And you will appear with Him in glory. That is the ending of your life. Don't go to palm reader anymore to tell you your future. The Bible already told you your future. You are going to win. Right now, you might feel like ginugulpi ka para kang FPJ. Gulpi sarado ka na, kaya ko pa ba, mananalo pa ba ako sa end? Sometimes you feel that way when you have debts, when you have problem, when you have failing grades, when you have problem in your business. It feels like, Lord, may bukas pa ba? Kaya ko pa ba? Makakatuloy pa ba ako? Sabi ni Lord, panalo ka sa huli. Papabugbog ka lang ngayon. Panalo ka sa huli. That is the ending of your life. You will appear with Him in glory. You know how important that is for us to know? Our union with Christ, our identity with Christ, because our future glory gives us hope and encouragement in our present journey. It gives us a picture, the big picture, so that we will not fixate on one thing only. Ito lang nakikita ko ngayon eh. I don't see the whole picture. Pero sabi ni Lord, hey, Hindi lang yan ang buhay mo. You're looking at just one thing. This is your life. I have so much that I have in store for you. You will share and appear with me in glory. So don't focus too much on this. You know the good thing, pag alam mo yung ending, nung NBA Finals, so hindi ko mapanood lagi yung live. One time nakanood ako ng live. Iba pag live, hindi mo alam yung mangyayari, di ba? Nag-change yung sino yung mata, yung ahead. Kakabahan ka talaga eh. Tapos, you blame players na nagkakamali. Karapat mo pinasa. Kung ako nandiyos sa loob. Bakit naman pinasok mo yan, coach? Ang labo mo. Affected na affected ka eh. Pero yung mga game na hindi ko napanood ng live, pero nalaman ko to through Twitter yung result ng game. Ah, panalo yung Warriors. Tapos papanoorin ko yung replay sa gabi. Hindi na ako ganun mas ka-affected. Hindi na ako mas ganun ka-intense. Hindi na rin ako naninisi masyado. Kasi alam ko at the end, panalo eh. You know, life will change when you understand that in the end, you're going to reign with Christ. When bad things happen, it won't be as surprising and tragic anymore. When there's a problem, you will not be too down anymore because you know it's temporary. Can you please turn to the person sitting next to you, tell that person it's temporary. May family problem kayo ngayon, it's temporary. May problem ka sa school ngayon, it's temporary. May problem kayo sa pera ngayon, sa business, it's temporary. You're struggling right now with the temptation or sin, it's temporary. In the end, you are going to win. Amen? Can we clap our hands to God and just praise Him for His word? Can we all stand? And let's pray right now. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the reality of our union with Christ. Lord, our prayer is that we will have a greater understanding and a greater experience of that reality. That we are raised with Christ. We are dead to our sin. And our life is hidden with Christ. Lord, I pray these are not just going to remain statements and insights. We pray this is going to be the reality of our lives. Lord, I pray that the reality of our new life will continue to manifest. It will continue to, Lord God, just saturate every part of our being. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are not our old self. The new has come, the old is gone. And I pray that the devil won't be able to lie to us. Especially when we sin or make a mistake, and the devil would try to lie to us and say, we are hopeless case. We are not going to change. There is no future for us. Lord, we pray that the devil won't be able to lie us again, Lord. Your truth will set us free. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that is at work in our lives. That's why we can live for you. That's why we can be the person, the man and the woman that you want us to be. That's why we can do the things you've called us to do. Lord, thank you that we are victors, not victims. Thank you, Lord God, that we are going to win in the end. And I pray that that will give us, Lord God, an understanding that would help us in our present journey. Thank you, Lord. I pray for those who are struggling here tonight. I pray they will receive grace, encouragement to continue and to press on, Lord. Father, Lord, kung meron sa amin dito may problema. In fact, I want to pray for you if you are here today and there's a challenge, a problem, a struggle that you're going through personally or as a family. Can you raise your hand right now? And can I just pray for you before we end? Lord, I just pray for every hand raised right now. Lord, thank you for the encouragement that whatever it is that they're going through, it's temporary, Lord God. It's not going to stay that way forever. So Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will give them the courage to do what is right, not to compromise, not to run away from you, not to shortcut the process. I pray, Lord God, they will have faith to go through the process. They will have faith to trust in you, and they will have the faith to believe for your breakthrough in their lives. Father, we declare your blessing upon them. Bless their family. Bless them, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.